There you go. One of the things that that Gary didn't mention, we're talking about like a 60% chance of showers over the weekend. So that's very promising. Hope that happens. Don't want it to happen during the parade. That wouldn't be too much fun.
Yeah, anyway. That would. But hey, you know, it comes.
Yeah. So anyway, I didn't. So we know there's some people who aren't interested in the coach thing, but obviously a lot of people are. So, guys, thoughts? First, I guess a timeline. Can you give me a timeline as to when this was actually broken officially?
Officially? Yeah. That's hard to say.
Go ahead.
The first thing that I noticed, to give credit where credit is due, Kirk Bowles of the Austin American-Statesman, regardless of what you think of him or anything like that, he was the first one that I noticed.
Mm-hmm. Right. That came at about 5:20, 5:25 yesterday afternoon, something like that.
Did it come
before then?
No, it came Wednesday night.
Oh, okay.
Wednesday night, Kirk Bowles tweeted that there was smoke around College Station.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Yeah. You're going back to that. I'm talking about his tweet saying he was fired.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Go ahead.
No. Go ahead. You go ahead. I went on the same timeline you were.
Well, it started then, let's face it, the internet speculation and things like that, it's a tinderbox, and I mean, that tweet pretty much threw the match on the whole thing, and it literally just blew up from there. And then you just had conflicting information in terms of, because the official line from the athletic department as of Wednesday was that everything was fine, everything was in place, and that they would, look at the situation and the circumstances when the emotion was gone. I believe that's to paraphrase what was said. And then the next thing you know, it just keeps building momentum and building momentum. And actually, we were at dinner last night, and and the tweet that Tom is referencing came from Kirk Bowles. Yeah, probably about 5:25 or so, because we were at dinner last night. We met Jamie after she got off work, and I did something I rarely do. I had my nose buried in my phone while I'm sitting there eating dinner with my family.
Nice job. And the Golden Corral wait person came by and said.
And said, more bread, sir. I rarely do that, but this is kind of my job. And, and so I was watching that. And once again, Kirk Bowles was the first one to indicate that it was a done deal.
Yeah. He referenced a prominent Aggie had told him.
Well,
you see,
and that's where I think people need to understand. Look, we're the local media, and that's wonderful. But when A&M needs to get a story out, they go to Dallas or Houston, quite honestly, or Houston or Dallas. I mean, they just do. That happens. And so you'll have columnists that will be inside more than local media will. That just happens. Mm-hmm. But Kirk Bowles?
Yeah.
I find that very interesting because that tells me that there might be some politics involved in this.
Yeah, you think
just
so?
Just saying that. Why would the Austin sports columnist know this when you would expect maybe Brent Zwerneman to have this?
Right.
Or maybe Billy Lucci to have this. And instead, it ends up coming out of Austin.
Yeah, well, Billy Lucci confirmed it, I guess, less than an hour later. And then I guess it was around 7:45, 7:50 that the first official release came out of Texas A&M.
And the oddity is that this guy was on a recruiting trip in the house of a recruit.
Yeah, Matt, a quarterback.
Matt Davis.
From Klein Forest was reportedly is where.
So
where was
it a tweet? Was it an email? Was it a phone call?
Don't know.
And it's okay. I'll be going now.
Right.
And anyhow, I don't think there's much doubt. Everybody believes this is a quality guy. And,
without a doubt.
That's true. But obviously, there was a firestorm back behind the curtain that we didn't necessarily know about.
Yeah.
Well, and the elephant in the room for me, to use a tired phrase, this was handled poorly.
You think?
This is embarrassing the way it was handled.
Could we say handled poorly yet again?
Oh yeah, I think so. Yeah, because he is, he isn't. He's fine. He's not.
Yeah.
I am. I'm not. You are. You aren't. It just mixed messages, and it could have been handled so much better.
It really is.
But I mean, because it tells me two things. It tells me two things that there is discord at very high levels somewhere. You have parties not getting along, and the fact that you have such mixed messages coming out almost on top of one another.
Right.
And not only it's that, and it may also be that somebody somewhere, and this could happen anywhere, but somebody somewhere just can't keep their mouth shut.
Right. And, you know, having said that, and I'm not going to be devil's advocate with you on that, but in this day of social media that people are still trying to understand its immediacy, you can, you know, you get cases of true stories, false stories coming out, boom, 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 one after another. And, you know, it's a case of, you know, people not understanding the power of social media and the immediacy of it. And sometimes I believe that's the cause of what you're talking about.
I'm talking at a higher level. I'm not talking about people. I'm not talking about players tweeting it. I'm not talking about students tweeting it. I'm not talking about armchair experts tweeting it. I'm talking about people that are at high levels leaking information to people who then tweet it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
There is, you know, those sources. Who talked to Kirk Bowles? Okay.
Right.
Where is his source coming from? You know what? There's a right way and a wrong way to do it.
Yeah.
And this was just handled poorly.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
at the full disclosure, yeah, I draw a paltry check from the university for doing some announcing, a job that I love. But you know what? It is what it is.
I'm wondering though if this is, and you're right. I mean, you say powerful people. I don't know that it's not a powerful person who simply says, "My will be done," and that is what Kirk Bowles picked up on Wednesday. He said, "You can take this to the bank. My will be done," and that's it. And that would cause the mixed messages environment that you're talking about, because if people below that person say, "Well, no, we're pretty happy with him," and then they find out who the call comes from, they go, "Oh, well, on second thought,
yeah,
maybe not.
Yeah.
Maybe we're not so happy with him." And it did that. It put high administrators in a position of being underlings who had to then jump onto the other side of the fence.
Right.
And from that standpoint, yeah, it can't be handled very smoothly.
Right, right. One of my thoughts is, and an employee actually of the A&M athletic department Facebooked this yesterday, and it's really true. People have to remember how many families are affected by this one decision. You know, the story is about Mike Sherman. The story is also is that he's going to bring $5.8 million out of this deal too. But there are a lot of other people. Assistant coaches are paid well too, and they'll be looking for a job, so they're going to be fine. But there's graduate assistants, there's staff people, there's other people that may not have a job out of this. And, you know, these are the people that, you know, aren't particularly paid a whole lot of money. And right now they're just very, very confused about their future. So, you know, these are people that you can't forget, because a lot of people are affected by this one major decision. And another thing that you know I've been thinking about ever since this speculation started is in the kind of season that this has been, with the five games that people talk about, the five double-digit losses that were lost in the second half, I hope that there's not a lot of football players that are sitting there thinking, hey, and you and I discussed this yesterday, Scott, you know, golly, if I had fought off that block in the Texas game and made that tackle on Case McCoy, would Coach Sherman and all those coaches still have their job right now? You know, in the kind of season that this is, there could be a lot of doubt coming on from players, and almost, you know, blame that players are putting on themselves for just that one play that could have made the difference of whether these coaches still have their job or not.
Taking that responsibility. Go ahead.
Right.
Okay. For those two things that you just brought up. First of all, anybody that gets involved in the world of coaching and doesn't know that this is an inherent risk, you're in the wrong line of work.
Sure. Exactly.
I was told at one time, you know, you don't buy a house in my business. Mm-hmm. And that was not by anyone who draws a check from Texas A&M. I mean, this was a high school coach telling me this. You don't buy a house in my business. And while I sympathize with those people, you know the risks of getting involved in that work. The other side, I just don't think that that's going through the mind of a 20-year-old football player right now, as opposed to this sucks, but we'll move on.
Yeah. Well, yeah, maybe, but, you know, but some players might be thinking, you know, hey, you know, I had that guy in my grip.
They should have fought off the block.
Yeah, that's right. But it's a tough thing. I'm saying it's a tough thing to put on a 21-year-old kid if he's sitting there thinking, you know, if only I had.
You want to live a charmed life.
Mm-hmm.
You want to have everything handed to you and done for you.
Right.
Then you must go out and do what is expected of you. And they didn't.
Right.
You know, that's only one part of that equation.
Exactly.
All right, 7:24.